self-confidence is based on a belief, as you know, that abilities will allow your client to realize a goal and protect him or herself against the consequences of failure and negative evaluation by others. As long as your clients have a firm belief in their competence, they are protected from the sabotage of uncertainty, self-questioning, and concern about failure. However, regarding the context of the experience, their belief, for example, in competency may decline in front of a group. Technically, we can say that the self-confidence frame of reference or cognitive map is replaced by a vulnerability frame of reference or cognitive map. The change in context from private to public is responsible for changing your client's frame of reference. The individual's belief in his own competence is also changed. This change in context affects the quality of his or her performance. The vulnerability mode may have some merit in protecting, for example, the immature child lacking in social skills from exposing himself to ridicule. But its persistence after the child has acquired competence is generally counterproductive. So the question is this: how do you get your client to recognize and change their vulnerability mode? The notion of self-confidence and competence can be further clarified if we examine the difference between a veteran soldier and a fresh recruit. Those of you that have treated post-traumatic stress disordered clients can relate to the following. The green soldier exposed to combat may well be swamped by a sense of vulnerability. He loses his mental focus due to the danger aspects of combat and focuses on his deficiencies. He finds it difficult to concentrate on the details of the assignment, for example, a scouting mission. However, when confronted with an unexpected danger, his available life preservative mechanisms are limited to the primal responses of flee, freeze, collapse, which he must overcome if he is to function at all. The experienced soldier, in contrast, has a confident, task-oriented frame of reference or cognitive map. He is concerned with maximizing the probability of surviving, mastering the challenge, and utilizing his skills. When confronted with an unexpected danger, he is already programmed to respond appropriately, presumably because previous exposure and practice in adaptive responses have forestalled the activation of debilitating anxiety responses. However, his confidence precludes activation of the vulnerability map or frame of reference, which would predispose the client to the anxiety response. Why is the experienced professional or veteran able to respond to these specialized emergencies without the activation of his vulnerability frame of reference, resulting in anxious behavior? The reason his cognitive map or frame of reference in situations that other people would regard as threatening is essentially directed towards problem solving rather than towards anxiety. His reflexes are not hindered by anxiety. So think of a post-traumatic stress disordered client you have treated. If not a soldier, another client, it might be an abused child, a rape victim, or a battered wife. How does their frame of reference or cognitive map operate? Is it one of vulnerability, or is it one of confidence and task orientation? How do you shift your vulnerable client to confidence? The problem of retaining confidence is related to several factors. Number one, the strength of the belief in one's own confidence to counteract vulnerability. Number two, the change in context from non-evaluative to evaluative may increase the sense of vulnerability. And number three, the introduction of questions regarding the consequences of failure will change the client's frame of reference from being one of danger-oriented to one of problem-oriented. So the key here is to change your client's frame of reference by introducing questions. And I spent quite a bit of time at the beginning of the tape giving you several strategies and techniques for helping clients to question their catastrophic predictions regarding a traumatic event. As you know, adopting a confident attitude involves focusing on the positives in a situation, minimizing the negatives, and often assuming that one has greater control than one actually has. This mindset usually maximizes the probability of success and neutralizes an attitude of vulnerability. Question 15. What is one problem regarding retaining confidence?